USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Warning to Iran as more U.S. troops being deployed to the region. The Navy releasing new photographs evidence Iran responsible for attacking two ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Dramatic death as the former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi dies during a court hearing. He had a history of health issues, but his death being investigated. Fashion giant Gloria Vanderbilt has passed away. She was 95 years old.
In the 1970s, Vanderbilt became known for her lines of fashions, perfumes, household goods, all bearing her name. She was also an early developer of designer blue jeans and the mother of CNN-TV anchor Anderson Cooper.
Gloria Vanderbilt was 95 years old when she died. What an extraordinary life. What an extraordinary mom. And what an incredible woman.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
It's been a very bad year for people who make a living off seafood like oysters and other fish in states like Louisiana and Mississippi. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Floods from the Midwest are killing oysters and driving crabs, shrimp, and finfish out of the bays and marshes along the Gulf Coast into saltier waters where they can survive. One waterman says on a scale of 1 to 10, they are now 9.5 destroyed. Many species that depend on a brackish mix of fresh and saltwater and coastal estuaries are decamping as this year's huge floods flush in fresh water laden with pollution from farms and cities in the Mississippi River Basin. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio Business News now, taking a look at Wall Street. The Dow up almost 23 points to close at 26,112. The NASDAQ up 48 points. The S&P 500 up almost 3 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tensions remain high in Phoenix, Arizona after a video goes viral. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
The family at the center of a viral confrontation with Phoenix police say they don't accept apologies from the mayor and the chief of police.
The family has described the apology as a sham because the police officers involved in assaulting this family are still employed by the city of Phoenix.
Reverend Jared Maupin, the spokesman for Drayvon Adams and his pregnant fiance, said activists and celebrities from around the country have wrapped their arms around the couple. Cell phone video shows officers pointing guns and yelling threats at Ames and his fiance, Aisha Harper, and their two young daughters after the family said their daughter stole a doll from the Family Dollar store. The family has also filed a $10 million lawsuit against the city, claiming police officers violated their civil rights. I'm Tim Berg.
A 22-year-old gunman killed in an exchange of bullets with officers outside the federal building in downtown Dallas.
The shooting occurred shortly before 9 after the building had opened for the day. The man fired several shots at the courthouse but did not strike anyone. Matt DeSarno of the Dallas FBI office identified the gunman.
Shortly after the incident began this morning, officers from the Federal Protective Service engaged a shooter. He was later identified as Ryan Isaac Clyde. He was taken to Baylor Hospital and pronounced deceased on scene.
As a precaution, police conducted a controlled explosion of the gunman's vehicle. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.